You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 246, covering week 3, January 15th to 21st, 2022. The developers of the Tor Anonymous Network have released ARTI 0.0.3, a Tor client written in Rust. The project is an experimental development, not yet ready to fully replace the full Tor client written in C. The release of 0.1.0 is expected in March, which is positioned as the first beta release, and 1.0 is scheduled for autumn. When the code reaches the level capable of completely replacing the C version, the developers intend to stop maintaining the C implementation. Unlike the C implementation, which was originally designed as a SOX proxy and then tailored to other needs, ARTI is initially developed as a modular plugin library that can be used by various applications. All past Tor development experience is taken into account, which will avoid known architectural problems and make the project more modular and efficient. The code is distributed under the Apache 2.0 and MIT licenses. System Rescue 9.0.0 is available, a specialized live distribution based on Arch Linux designed for system recovery after a crash. XFCE is used as the graphical environment. Translation of the system initialization script from Bash to Python is highlighted, as well as the implementation of initial support for setting system parameters and auto-run using files in YAML format. The SysRescue customized script has been implemented to build custom versions of ISO images with System Rescue. The full MESA package has been replaced with a stripped-down version. The 01/22/12 release of GhostBSD based on FreeBSD 13 stable is out using the Mate desktop. GhostBSD uses the ZFS file system by default. Both live mode and installation to a hard drive are supported and are available for x86-64. The new version removes components for the OpenRC and its system. There is also a new DHCP client borrowed from FreeBSD, and other significant changes were implemented. Mumble 1.4 is released, focused on creating voice chats that provide low latency and high voice quality. The project code is written in C++ and distributed under the BSD license. The project consists of two modules, the Mumble client and the Murmur server. It is now possible to create voice chats for several isolated groups, with the possibility of separate communication of leaders in all groups. Data is transmitted only over an encrypted communication channel. Mumble allows you to store user data on your own servers and fully control the operation of the infrastructure. The Essence operating system, with its own kernel and graphical user interface, is now available for testing. The project was created from scratch and is notable for its original approach to building a desktop and graphics stack. The project code is written in C++ and distributed under the MIT license. The system can run on legacy hardware with less than 64 megabytes of RAM and takes up approximately 30 megabytes of disk space. To conserve resources, only the active application runs and all background programs are suspended. Loading and shutting down takes less than a second. The project publishes daily new ready-made builds suitable for testing in QEMU. FFmpeg 5.0 multimedia package is available, which includes applications and libraries for various multimedia formats. The package is distributed under the LGPL and GPL licenses. Significant changes in the API and the transition to a new release generation scheme resulted in a major version number, in accordance with which new major releases will be formed once a year and releases with extended support time every 2 years. FFmpeg 5.0 will be the first LTS release of the project. A new release of the free digital signal processing platform GNU Radio 3.10 is out. The platform includes a set of programs and libraries that allow you to create arbitrary radio systems, modulation schemes in the form of received and sent signals which are set programmatically, and simple hardware devices are used to capture and generate signals. The project is distributed under the GPL v3 license. The code for most of the GNU radio components is written in Python, with the parts critical to performance and latency written in C++. Deepin 20.4, based on Debian 10 but developing its own Deepin desktop environment and about 40 user applications, is out. Applications include the DMusic music player, the DMovie video player, the DTalk messaging system, and the Deepin installer and installation center. It is distributed under the GPL v3 license. Desktop components and applications are developed using C and C++, Qt5, and Go languages. The key feature of the Deepin desktop is the panel, which supports multiple modes of operation. The efficient mode is somewhat reminiscent of Unity, mixing indicators of running programs, favorite applications, and control applets. Only Office Document Server 7.0 has been published with a server for Only Office online editors and collaboration. Editors can be used to work with text documents, spreadsheets, and presentations. The project code is distributed under the AGPL V3 license. At the same time, OnlyOffice Desktop Editors 7.0 was released, built on a single code base with online editors. Desktop editors are designed as desktop applications that are written in JavaScript using web technologies, but combine client and server components in one set designed for self-sufficient use on the user's local system without resorting to an external service. For collaboration at your own facilities, you can also use the Nextcloud Hub platform, which provides full integration with OnlyOffice. OnlyOffice claims full compatibility with MS Office and Open Document formats. Ready builds are generated for Windows and Linux, both Deb and RPM packages. Wine 7.0 is out, which has absorbed more than 9,100 changes. Among the key achievements of the new version are the translation of most Wine modules in PE format, support for themes, the expansion of the stack for joysticks and input devices with the HID interface, the implementation of the WOW64 architecture for running 32-bit programs in a 64-bit environment. Full-fledged work of 5,156 programs for Windows was confirmed in Wine. Another 4,312 programs work fine with additional settings and external DLLs, 3,813 programs have minor problems that do not interfere with the use of the main functions of applications. AlphaPlot 1.02 is out. It provides a graphical interface for the analysis and visualization of scientific data in 2D and 3D. This project is a fork of Cy Davis 1.D009, which in turn is a fork of QTI Plot 0.9RC-2. A migration from the QWT library to QCustomPlot was carried out. The code is written in C++, uses the QT library, and is distributed under the GPL V2 license. There is support for various methods of approaching given points using curves. Results can be saved in raster and vector formats such as PDF, SVG, PNG, and TIFF. It supports the creation of scripts for automating the construction of graphs in the JavaScript language. The LightTPD 1.4.64 Lightweight HTTP Server has been released. The new version includes applying previously planned changes to defaults and cleaning up deprecated functionality. LightTPD 1.4.64 also fixes a vulnerability that caused a 4-byte buffer overflow when processing data in the forwarded HTTP header. OCRAD 0.28, Optical Character Recognition, a text recognition system developed under the GNU project, is out. OCRAD can be used both as a library for integrating OCR functions into other applications and as a standalone utility that outputs text in UTF-8 or 8-bit encodings based on the input image. For OCR, OCRAD uses the feature extraction method. It includes a page layout analyzer that allows you to correctly separate columns and blocks of text in printed documents. Recognition is supported only for characters from ASCII, ISO 8859-9, and ISO 8859-15 encodings. The most significant change was the support for the PNG image format, implemented using the libpng library, which greatly simplified the program. Monitorix 3.14.0 is presented, designed for visual monitoring of the operation of various services like CPU temperature, system load, network activity, and responsiveness of network services. The system is controlled via a web interface, and the data is presented in the form of graphs. The system is written in Perl, RRD tool is used to generate graphs and store data, and the code is distributed under the GPL V2 license. The program is quite compact and self-sufficient, which makes it possible to use even on embedded systems. A fairly wide range of monitoring parameters is supported. Arch Labs 2022.01.18 was released based on Arch Linux and using a lightweight user environment based on the OpenBox window manager. The base package includes applications such as Thunar, Termite, Gini, Firefox, Audacious, MPV, and Skippy XD. The new version adds support for the tiled window managers DK and Sway, improves session implementation based on XFCE. A new version of the BAPH utility for working with AUR repositories has been used, which has a new option to check for updates. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.